I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week.
Sonar!
Oh, no. Since you knew it, you snuck that one in there. You got one.
Oh, shit. That is horrible. All right. So, I really should rearrange the soundboard.
But then,
I feel like if I rearrange my soundboard, I cut out like 80% of Big Fatty's content.
But then where would be the fun in that? People probably enjoy just hearing you fumble around on the soundboard.
Other people were just like, who cares? All right. So I got 4 out of 5, but I did right under the bell, got my final thing. So a perfect score.
That came.
Really
it did.
Fast. It just ended really fast.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Cut out like 80% of Big Fatty's content.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4268 of the BFO for Thursday the 13th of June 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, which includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, we hear it! Hello, Rubio's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Rubio's today, because y'all, I'm having hot tea. Y'all hadn't had hot tea in a while, and I'm having that, South African Rubio's. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, with the Maya lemon. Yes, Big Fatty, and... So, y'all, it's lovely. It's lovely together. And so I said, yes, Big Betty, you said it. What did I say? You said you were having hot tea. That is what I said. And so, y'all, sit back and enjoy maybe. Enjoy a cup of hot tea. Big Betty, how about a nap?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dig us, y'all. Today, the 13th of June, y'all, it's a very important day. Y'all, we have not one, but 1.5 celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, she's just a delight. Just a delight. One of the nicest people you'll ever meet, y'all. Met her many times at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas show. She'd always put together the first night supper over at the Firehouse Lounge. I think it was the Firehouse Lounge, but the restaurant that I can never remember the name of. Big Fatty, they're all yelling it out. It's the Peppermill. That's it. Big Fatty, I'm impressed. Me too. Y'all, and she was always on the inked blind and confused. Big Fatty, was she inked? No. Was she blind? No. Well, then she must have... Big Fatty, we know what she was. And y'all, then she also did the Last Hurrah. What was that show called? It was the Final Curtain. Y'all, it was about dead people. I don't remember. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But yes, Big Fatty, she's saving one final episode when you go to glory. Well, that would be nice. y'all, she's just as sweet as she can be. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Melissa the Confused. Big Fatty, we love Melissa the Confused. And y'all, then it's a half celebration of exiting the birth canal today, because it is the summer celebration for the one and only Turnip Head. Y'all, you know he's up there in the northern Mexico, and he doesn't get to properly celebrate his birthday in the wintertime. Big Fatty goes and has prime rib every year. Well, anyway, this is his half birthday. This is when he actually celebrates. So, y'all, if you see Melissa the Confused or the Turnip Head, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
The last ovation, I believe, was Melissa the Confused, other little show that she did. Y'all, does Turnip Head get a full piece of cake?
Yes, Big Fatty. He, even though it's the half birthday, he gets a full piece of cake.
Okay. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, the Nip and I headed over to Shady Pines. Y'all got over there. The one lady that has been off and on, she stopped by. But y'all, they've had a little bit of the COVID going through. So her family wanted her to steer clear of folks from the outside. And I get that. So she came down and waved and said hello, and she says, "We'll get together next time." And I said, "Thank you for calling." And, Big Fatty, y'all, the plants are blowing around on the Fern Gully out there. Y'all, then we got home, y'all, I watched the news, and then I watched the Jeopardy, and y'all, then I turned on the sports ball. I think that the Atlanta Braves got the ass beat. Y'all, they're playing in the Baltimore up there in the Maryland. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the merry old land of sports ball. Yes. And y'all, I watched an episode of it's another one of those Gordon Ramsay shows. It's called the Food Stars or something like that. And so I watched the first episode of that, and it's okay. I slept like a baby. Y'all remember, well, first of all, let me go back. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago now that I said that damn Whitman Tinker had come in and kept me from sleeping properly? And, I just tossed and turned and had trouble going to sleep. Y'all, I got up the next morning. I forgot to tell you this. I got up the next morning and realized I hadn't taken the go-to-bed pills. So that's why I had trouble sleeping. Big Freddy, bless your heart. And y'all got up. Well, woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Got up, had my coffee, read the paper, did my... Y'all, the puzzles have been hard this week. I didn't get the connections, y'all. One of them was parts of parts of New York City. New York City! And y'all, one of them was Dumbo. I don't know what Dumbo has to do with New York City.
Big Fatty, I bet that Lamont Cranston can tell you.
Could be the mysterious Lamont Cranston. Y'all,
Big Fatty,
y'all, the Nip has just arrived. Y'all, he's just come from a doctor's appointment, and at which time the doctor says it's time for you to have a puppet show. So y'all, he's going to be blowing it out in a couple of weeks. It's going to be the cleanest butthole in town. Biff, Fatty, please. And he's already made arrangements for folks to line up to visit the honeypot. Anyway, let's see, what was I saying? I don't know, Big Fatty. Okay, well, the Nip has now left, and we were talking about the puzzles being difficult this week, and y'all, after I did all of that, I was off on the morning nipple walk, did the first half around Fat Acres, and came in and cooled down. And then what did I do then?
Big Fatty,
y'all, then I went out and did the second half. I did not go to the big circle because it's hot. And so I did an inner loop and a little bit more after that. That was enough to close my hour-long exercise ring. And y'all, then I came back and I got my shirt, and then I was off. I was off to the Costco, and y'all, young Jonathan was supposed to be cooking for us this night, but he's been called into work, and he's gonna be available to come Friday night, but he just couldn't put it together to cook for everybody. So I went to the Costco, picked up a few things. Y'all, we're going to have the stuffed bell peppers. Got a couple of trays of those. Picked up a package of the coon on the cob. Y'all, they had something, a big jar of what it's called Sucker Punch dill pickerels. And so it sounded good, and they're thick slice. I don't know, they're probably a quarter of an inch. Each slice is like a quarter of an inch, so I think those will be good. Y'all, I picked me up one of those rotisserie chickens. I don't usually get those at the Costco, but I did today. Y'all, I had to get me some dark roast coffee beans. Y'all, I get the Pete's now that the 8 o'clock Highland Dark isn't available anymore. Got some of that good Kerrygold Irish butter. Y'all, I picked me up a 24 pack of zero sugar Gatorade. I've been drinking that when I take my break in the morning. I think it's good for me. Picked up a big old wedge of smoked Gouda cheese, one of those big Caesar solids. A big old jug of the lactose-free milk, and y'all, they have these little packages. I think they were like 8 of them together, and each little package has some salami slices and some mozzarella cubes, and y'all, that's the perfect little snack for me to have when I come in from finishing my nipple walk. So I got all of that, and y'all, from there I went to get Ruby Red washed, and then I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, y'all. As I do on hump day, went to the Von's East. Y'all just picked up a few things that were on sale. y'all picked me up a an onion. Y'all, they had the good chicken broth. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all, they had the all detergent, the free and clear. Buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a coupon. So I got that. I needed a can of the Ready Whip whipping cream, you know, the aerosol whipped cream. They were on sale. Got one of those. They had the frozen baby back ribs. Buy one, get one free. So I got a rack of those. Y'all, they had the good solid kits. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all, they had something that Derwood and I had looked for before. Y'all, it's a non-carb pastas, and they had it there, and I thought they had the spaghetti, and so I thought I'd get that. Y'all, they had the Ben and Jerry's ice creams, buy one, get one free, plus I had a coupon. Y'all, they had the good zero sugar Jell-O puddings. They only had the vanilla and the chocolate in the size that was on sale, so I got two of each of those. Y'all, they had the good sliced salami that I like. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. And y'all, I got a can of the crushed tomatoes. I'm going to make me some Italian Mussolini spaghetti sometime soon. So I got a can of that. Y'all, I spent $45.22, but I saved $49.33. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, I got home and put my provisions away. And y'all, I'd gotten a thing to boost my inner tubes here in the villa. Y'all, I have trouble getting a good signal out to the cameras out that are on Ruby Red out in the back under the carport. And the A2&2 had the fiber optic inner tube boosters. Y'all, you could get one, two, or three of them for just $10 more a month. But y'all, I wanted to call and make sure it wasn't going to be changing my plan that I was on if I signed up for it, and if I don't like them, if I turned them back in. I didn't want it to change the plan I was on, so I called to verify that, and the young man was very nice. He did confirm that would not change my plan, and so I've the boosters. It's $10 more a month, not each, but all three of them together. If you got one of them, or two of them, or three of them, it was going to be $10 more a month total. And so, y'all, I decided I was going to give it a try and see if it works. If it doesn't work, I'll send it back. But I thought I'd put one. So that the back door cameras, backyard cameras can pick it up. And I'm going to put one close to the backyard, back door. And y'all, I'm going to put one here in the studio just to boost it a little bit. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I don't know. I know what else. Y'all, I finally got the appointment with the art museum here in town that Olive wanted to donate one of his paintings to. And y'all, I have a meeting with the lady on Friday at 11 a.m. in the morning. So, y'all, I'm glad that's progressing. We'll see what happens. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Daniel Biba, if you had one goal in podcasting, what would that goal be?
Cut out, like, 80% of Big Fatty's content.
Oh, wait, You see, you're admitting that Big Fatty has content.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com.
Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.